Well, hello, good morning here in Fegama. It's Tuesday morning, and you can maybe tell by my voice that, well, I'm actually getting over a cold, I think. It's been with me a couple, 3 or 4 days, and now it's into my voice and congestion, but I think I'm on the recovery cycle. It was, okay, so let me do things in order here, because I got my cheat sheet and I want to make sure I cover everything correctly. In the picture, I took that picture on Sunday morning. That's of the teenage class that I teach during the first Bible class sessions, kind of a Sunday school thing. And we have a couple missing, and then the guy with the bow tie, he was visiting. But I took it because they're younger teenagers. They're 14, 15-year-olds that I teach class, and I use it a lot for apologetics, you know. And even though what we're doing is we're using that book that you can see them holding or open, it's the one that David Bell and I published last year on the Gospel of John, with a bunch of articles and devotionals and questions. Got over 300 questions in there, and we're using it as a kind of a textbook. And so I took that picture to send out to pastors and friends. Spanish, it's in Spanish, to just offer it as another good resource, and you just walk through the Gospel of John with it. And of course we end up doing like 3 verses on a Sunday, because so many things come up, as they did in the original study I did with Michelad over 20 years ago, where all those questions came from. We go week after week. We would study through the Gospel of John, and those questions ended up now being part of this book. But we have a great time. I think it's excellent for them. I'm doing my best, you know, in 30 minutes to lambast all the pagan, secular nonsense that they get, you know, during the week in school and so forth. And I'm very happy with the class, and I think they're growing. And so anyway, that's that picture. Let's see. Yeah, yesterday I went running with Walter. We've been going every Monday. Walter is the father of the 2 girls that the Dodgins are keeping, and continue to pray for him. Thank you for praying for him. We run about 4 miles around a reservoir on Mondays. I'm trying to get ready for a race that I'd like to do with Mark in the fall there in Greenville. And yeah, I've never done it in my life before. Never run a race, and never really done this seriously. But anyway, trying to do it. I walk every day a lot, but I don't run. I don't like to run normally. But got a goal, so, and he loves it. So we run, and then of course we're about dead when we're finished. But I bring sandwiches and a drink, and we just stand there by the car and just have wonderful fellowship, encouraging him in the Lord. And he's doing very well, but just an extremely difficult situation, being separated from his girls. Our Sunday services went very well, and we had one family, Ruben Ruiz family. He's a pastor in Torrejon. I was there in early this year for a missions conference. He was at the retreat last week and stayed over. His family stayed over at the farmhouse Saturday night, and were with us on Sunday, and were able to give a good testimony, and our people were able to meet them. So that was good. We also had a guy texted me on Saturday, Brazilian young man, relatively. His name is Giraldo, I think. Let me put that down for some of you that want the spelling. And not that easy to understand. He's got a heavily, heavily accented Spanish from a Portuguese perspective. But he came in the morning, and so I met him, and you know, I said, "Hey, I'm Andy, the one you were texting with," because I gave him instructions how to get to church and whatnot. And I told him, he came at 10:30, which is our first session, which is the Bible classes, and I said, "You need to go over there where the men are. The women are over here, and there's some other class upstairs." And he said, "Oh, like Sunday school." And I said, "Yeah, well, that just told me a lot about his background." I don't know about his background because I never was able to talk much more with him. Other people were able to, but I didn't get a chance. So, but he was delighted with the service apparently, and I guess he hopes to come back. So, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. The workers' retreat, of course, last week went very, very well. Very intense. You know, we're up there 14, 15 hours a day. Not working the whole time. A lot of fellowship time as well, but just, you know, just there. And very little private time for reading. You know, just that's the way it is for 4 or 5 days. But excellent for them. The testimony time at the end was absolutely precious. In fact, I'm going to add here, put up a picture of the testimony time at the end. You get an idea of what it was. This was Saturday morning before everybody left. And just to hear, as always, how the Lord has used different things from the teaching sessions to conversations and whatnot for His glory, it's always a huge blessing. We are in the middle of the landslide repairs. So, Jaime, there are three men, I'm going to type their names out too, who are involved in this repair. Vicente is the overall engineer, and then there's Jaime. He is the Traco guy. He's the one that's actually doing the work right now as I speak, there with his big machine. And then there's Luis is the forest ranger. So those three men are the ones mainly involved in that, and I would love to see the Lord do work in them. Vicente, I talked with him. He's the head guy, and gave him the book. I gave him the Ayer the Miracle book. He said he would read it, but you know he believes in evolution and just you know so secular as they are here. But he does have there's a traditional thinking in his mind from his background. You know, of course, very Catholic and all of that. So. Anyway, I plan to give them all the various books we have and resources with the gospel, so appreciate your prayers for that. And as the work goes on, Jaime, the Traco operator, is just phenomenal, just amazing what he does in just a few hours. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be taking video every day. I'm going to do the drone most of the time. I'm not very good at it, so excuse all the jerkiness, but then sometimes I'll do one on the ground with my phone. But I'm going to add them. I'm going to do these videos every day for the few of you who want to follow it and actually see the progress from the very beginning. I've opened a playlist on YouTube, and it'll be in order from first to now to the most recent, and they'll be 1 minute videos most of the time, so you can, if you're interested, you can enjoy seeing him work sometimes and how it's going. And all of it is God's blessing. I mean, there, you know, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars going into it pretty much every week, and it's supposed to go on for about 15 days. So appreciate your prayers for those three men and also the work. And I will probably send either the link to the playlist or a link to the last one or two, or maybe both. And then I won't be sending those out every day, because if you're interested, you can subscribe to the channel and you can, you know, hit notifications and they'll come to you every time I upload them. Or you can just go whenever you feel like it to this playlist link. So. Then I'm going to put some little extra pictures today. Picture of the roof work. Danny and one of our men, Mihai, one of our Romanian believers, is up there working on a new chimney for the farmhouse. We needed it. We've needed it, and we need it. It's going to be a double chimney. We're going to service the wood stove for heating the central area, and then also a pellet stove that should heat the entire bedroom section of the farmhouse. We've needed this for a long time. Supporting church has sent a nice offering to help with most of what it'll cost to get the stove, probably. So that's good. So I'll send a picture of the roof work, or the chimney work. And then another picture of Natalie, one of our young ladies, with two girls. They quoted on Sunday Psalm 46, and the two girls are Walter's daughters, were with the Dodgins, and they memorized it with Natalie, and so they said it to the congregation. It was wonderful. And then another picture with Bea and Mimi. Bea playing the flute, Mimi on the piano, and then both of them playing the piano. It was a special as we continue to invest in musicians as well, praying and asking the Lord to help us develop good music talent for the future of the ministry. And then this picture of Walter and me yesterday as we finished running. And testimony. What's the testimony? Phooey, I didn't put enough of a note. What was that? I can't remember. And then the final picture will be of David's church. David and Raquel, our son, the church at the Seaport area. They're having some visitors almost every week, and tiny little congregation is beginning to grow. So they had a lunch after church, and he sent that picture, so it's good to see that happen. Okay, this got a little longer than usual, but it's just it's been a crazy week. A bunch of things going on. So thanks for listening, thanks for praying, for communicating, and God bless you. Have a great week.